In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The reading the message is based on is the gospel reading from Luke. Most of us, at least those of us who have kids, have been there before. Today's gospel reading from Luke is as contemporary a story as one will find in the scriptures. It is every parent's worst fear, a lost child. It happened to my wife, Amy, and me. We were in a crowd with our youngest son, Ian, who was probably about 3 at the time. One moment, he was walking right beside us. The next moment, he was not. He was lost, at least to us. We couldn't spot him. We couldn't find him. Of course, we eventually did. But you can imagine the sheer terror in our hearts for those brief moments. A colleague of mine once put a bit of a twist on this account in the life of the 12-year-old Jesus and his parents. As Luke tells us, Jesus had gone with Mary and Joseph to the Passover festival in Jerusalem, as they had every year. From Nazareth, where they lived, it was 65 miles to Jerusalem, about a 4 or 5 day journey by foot. They would travel with other family and friends, and keeping tabs on their son Jesus would not have been a big concern. You know, the kids walked together and the parents walked with their friends and so on. But when on the way back to Nazareth, they stopped for the night, Jesus was nowhere to be found. My colleague imagined the conversation going something like this. Mary asked Joseph, "Have you seen Jesus?" Joseph responds, "Me? I thought he was with you. You're his mother." Mary answers, "I thought he was with you. You're his father." To which Joseph would have replied, "Well, no, not really." I had one person last night who would like that too. That's a good. Anything to evade responsibility, right? 2 weeks ago, the gospel reading recounted Mary's delight at being chosen to be the mother of the Messiah. In what the church calls the Magnificat, Mary declared, "All generations will call me blessed." But now, she was the most miserable mother on earth. What else could she be thinking but, "Now all generations will call me the worst mother who ever lived." Not able to find Jesus among their relatives and acquaintances, Luke reports to us that Mary and Joseph went back to Jerusalem to look for him. And then Luke reveals the really strange, strange thing. After 3 days, they found him. 3 days? Where in holy Jerusalem do you think they were looking for him? In the candy store? At the movie theater? On the soccer field? At the arcade in the mall? On a playground? Don't you find it simply amazing that the last place Jesus' parents look for him is in the temple? He is, after all, God. And yet the temple seems to be the last place they look for him. I'm guessing that on Christmas Eve, most churches were pretty full. People of all levels of faith, maybe even with no faith at all, came to find the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And many did. In the mangers Sunday school children used for their pageants, in the proclamation of God's holy word, in the bread and wine of Holy Communion. But today, it seems that many have lost track of Jesus. The churches aren't full anymore. Losing track of Jesus, it happens in different ways. Sometimes it happens suddenly, like when a crisis strikes. And I question how God could ever allow such a terrible thing to happen to me. Now, where could Jesus have gone, I wonder? He was right there beside me. Everything was going so well. And now he's nowhere to be found. And I swear if I ever get my hands on him, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. But more often, I'm guessing, it happens a lot more gradually. Jesus drifts slowly out of my life as I find myself occupied by careers and kids, the stock market and sports. It happens so subtly, I don't even miss him. It's kind of interesting, I think, how I didn't have anything to do with choosing the hymns today, and that it was chosen, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." And it talks about how we wander from Jesus. It's even the Lord that we love, we wander. It was a good hymn to see. But anyway, losing track of Jesus. But there is, I think, a clear word of warning for us in today's gospel. A warning in the fact that if Joseph and Mary could lose Jesus, how much more can we? And if the last place they looked for Jesus was in the temple, how much more will we end up looking for him in all the wrong places if we bother to look for him at all? The key, of course, is in recognizing that Jesus was never lost. What were his words to his parents? "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" The truth of the matter is that we have gotten ourselves lost, searching for Jesus or God or truth or enlightenment or spirituality or meaning to life or thrills, whatever, in all the wrong places. We look in nature, we look in the latest religious fad, we look in worldly success, and we look within ourselves. It was the prophet Isaiah who wrote, "Each of us has turned to his own way." And so it is the Heavenly Father who agonizes over lost children, over you and me. It is the Heavenly Father who sends his Son to look for us. What was it that Jesus said? "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Jesus is the Good Shepherd who goes to look for the sheep who have gone astray. And when he finds you, scoops you up and lays you on his shoulders, rejoicing. He is the woman who lights a lamp and sweeps the house until she finds her lost coin. He is the father of the prodigal son who has never left you, even though you left him. And even when you were still a long way off, he came running to you by his word and spirit, embracing you in holy baptism, feeding you with his body and blood, and when he has found you, summons all heaven and earth to join in his joy, because "This my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." After Mary and Joseph found Jesus, and he asked them the question, "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" Luke reports, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. Even after they find Jesus in the temple, Mary and Joseph do not understand. And that may be our problem as well. After all, how can it be that the God who made all things comes to us in such unexpected ways? A baby in a manger, a 12-year-old instructing teachers of the law, a man hanging on a Roman cross. Or in words of absolution, in the waters of baptism, in bread and wine, the bread and wine of communion. Wouldn't we rather expect him in impressive miracles and acts of healing, in the lives perhaps of the rich and the famous, or in the mountains, at the lake, on the golf course? No, we do not understand. But that does not mean we are not to look for meaning and understanding where Jesus has promised them to be found. Here, in his Father's house, in word and sacrament, we find Jesus. And in finding Jesus, our worst fears can be relieved. For this Jesus must be in his Father's house. He must be about his Father's business. And that business is the redemption of the world. Here in the Father's house, we get a glimpse of Jesus' mission. He has come into the world to suffer and die for the sins of the world, for your sins and mine, to do away with sin, death, and the devil. Jesus will return to Nazareth and live in submission and obedience to his parents. But in time, he will leave their home to go to Jerusalem, where he will submit to the will of his heavenly Father and come to another obedience, obedience to death, even death on a cross. And I suppose the cross is the last place one would expect to find the Son of God. But there he is, God's Son, asking his Father to forgive his executioners, which includes you and me. There he is, the King of the Jews, reigning from a throne, but a throne of the cross. And there he is, the Lord of life, offering his life for the life of the world. And this is how Jesus treats his family, with mercy and grace and love and forgiveness. And so this here is the Father's house, and it is the place to be, the place to find Jesus. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.